Another question that came up is, can the ARM board speak up publicly when it has concerns about actions affecting the business of the ARM board?
Well, yes, I think it would. Now, the ARM board has to act as a group, a collective group. So if there's an issue on that, it would have to come out pursuant to an ARM board meeting, and there would have to be discussion on that. So I would hope that certainly we would, you know, collectively speak out on issues that affect the ARM board, particularly if they're negative. That's exactly why we have meetings. Can individual ARM board members speak out about that? It's a little bit less clear on that. I just have to refer to the fact that the ARM board isn't just one person. The ARM board is a collection of 9 folks, each of whom have a vote and participation.
Thank you. Another question is, why did the $500 million not settle the entire unfunded liability?
Well, because at that time, the unfunded liability was a lot more than that. And if the question is why didn't we sue the pants off these guys and try to get the whole thing? The issue is it was a settlement. And I'll have to say that the defense that the actuary made was effectively this. Yes, we made a mistake, but what's the damage? Because based on what we know, what retrospectively we know, was not what we knew it going in. So there was an argument that suing an actuary was a lot like suing the weatherman. You know, the weatherman is out there gonna tell you that it's sunny today. Well, it's snowing right now. And the weatherman can come and say, here's what went wrong on why we concluded that it was sunny, but nevertheless, that was still the projection. So the point being that in that process, it was give and take. It was not a slam dunk for the state to have brought such a case to trial. And I would submit to you that the settlement was a good settlement.
Great, thank you. How does the actuarial return for the fund compare to the PFD fund?
Well, it's not really the actuarial return. The actuarial return that we assume that we're going to make over time is 7.38%. But if what you're asking is the department, how the Department of Revenue's investment returns of what our assets are compared to the permanent fund, is sometimes we're ahead, but sometimes we're below. They're very comparable. But I'm not sure if comparing the actuarial return, which is 7.38%, if you're asking if that literally, how that compares with the permanent fund, you know, I don't know the answer to that. I've never heard that suggested as a comparable figure. I think it's a little bit on the apples and oranges level.
Great, thank you. Is any attention being paid to social responsibility issues in our investments?
That's a very good question, because we receive probably the most amount of public input over time in presentations to the board. It has to do with social responsibility or environmental social governance issues, ESG. And we had a really, really excellent set of presentations in June at an ARM board meeting where, quite frankly, we asked our staff and various experts to advise us on what we could do about ESG and whether or not we should. Now, that's a separate issue from whether or not, for example, personally, I like the idea of socially responsible investing and so on. But the bigger issue is, there's two issues. One is one person's socially responsible investing might not be somebody else's. And then second of all, as we were advised specifically by the AG's office, we have a fairly specific duty specified by law that precludes us from investing in, quote, using social issues as a basis for investing. And so that kind of restricts our ability to, if you will, overtly take those issues into account in making a decision process. Now, the ARM board invests in a lot of passive funds. We hire also as well a lot of managers who are all looking at how to best make money. And to the extent that environmental issues, particularly say in the energy sector, are showing maybe losses on that side, we're hoping that our management that our investment managers and that these passive investments that we do make take that all into account. I mean, if energy sector stocks are not doing as well, you know, you probably are not going to be investing as much in those things. So there's a natural correlation that flows on that. But that's a very important issue, and it informs our judgment when we get input from folks on issues like that. I would also make note, though, in your SBS account, your deferred comp accounts, there is a socially responsible investment fund that you can invest in. So in some respects, if that's an individual's choice, they can exercise it in that way.
Great, thank you. That looks like about the questions for now. Is there anybody else have a question that hasn't been answered yet? There was a question about recording. I am recording this, and I do hope to post the presentation portion online for our RPEA members. So stay posted for that. And I'm recording the question and answer separately so that we can have that as a separate file. Okay, there's one more question here. If actual returns fall below projection, how much time elapses before contribution is increased?
Every year, there's an assessment of how the actual process affected, how it compared with what the actuarial assumptions were. And there's like a 2-year forwarding on it. By the time we get information, for example, in June of this year, we would be using that to making adjustments for FY22. So there's always this lag that flows into account. But if there are deviations, that will change probably 2 years later, the contribution rates showing differences between what we'd actuarially presumed and what actually happened. So it's kind of a 2-year lag, but then there's also the fact that as far as income returns and so on, there also is a 5-year smoothing that applies so that if you have a great big run up in 1 year and a great big drop in the following year, over a 5-year plan, 5-year period, you're kind of blending these together so that quite frankly, these contribution rates just don't, you know, gyrate through everybody's budgeting processes.
Great. That looks like it on questions. Any other questions?
Those are all great questions, folks. Really good questions. And I am honored to give you a presentation. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Thank you so much. We really appreciated having you speak to us today, Rob. And I am
try to have the presentation posted on RPEA. The South Central chapter has a YouTube channel that's for RPEA members. And so we will try to post his presentation there and let you all know when that is available.